Time now for a person who accounts of herself very well, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, guys. Not always, but I thought you were going to say it was a whopper.
Can do that one, too.
That's even better than mine. I was
waiting
like that.
For that. My, we get such good news and varied news on this program.
We try.
Right.
Oh, we try.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's off to the races, Ruth.
Oh, it's Monday morning, guys, and here we are again. But it was a busy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We had the Cannonball Run in memory of beloved Ed McGuire on Saturday. 116 runners. Boy, that has grown over the years. It's wonderful. And 42 walkers. And it was a beautiful day. And the money goes to the fire department in memory of Ed, who was a longtime chief. Then it was over to Canaan for the Calico Fair put on by the North Canaan Congregational Church. And they are working so hard to raise money for repairs to the Pilgrim House, right, which is in dire need of a roof, among other things. That building is, as Pastor Free said, is just such an integral part of the community because it houses all these civic organizations, Fishes and Loaves and the Clothes Closet and everything, all those types of things. So they did a great job and hopefully raised a lot of money. And then on Sunday, we were down at the high school for a really moving tribute for the Wall of Honor, and 10 people were inducted, 10 alumni. And as I've said before, the array of talent that comes out of that small high school is just unbelievable. It was heartwarming, and there were tears, there was laughter, but lots to be proud of. So now it's looking forward to the next week.
That's it. Got past Audubon Kids Day, and now it's on to the Board of Selectmen tonight in Salisbury.
Board of Selectmen in Salisbury, Region 1 Board of Ed. The Canaan Board of Selectmen has moved its, not meeting tonight, they've moved its meeting to Wednesday. Because the room is set up for the vote tomorrow. So Canaan Board of Selectmen will be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And, of course, tomorrow is Election Day. Hopefully everybody will get out there and vote. In Cornwall, they always have their election soup. You can go vote and then enjoy a variety of delicious homemade soups. Polls are open in all the town halls from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. No excuses for not getting there.
And do they have the vote and vax for both Sharon Still and Salisbury?
I believe they do.
Yeah. I think Salisbury, it runs longer. In Sharon, it's not quite as late. It doesn't run the whole day.
I believe they do. I can't verify, but I thought I heard that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then on next Saturday, the long-awaited dedication of the Canaan Union Station is taking place. There's going to be ribbon cutting, some dignitaries there. People have been working very hard to get that museum up and running, and if you haven't been there, it really is a wonderful trip down memory lane to see what they've done and all the memorabilia they've got there that brings you back to the days when that station was booming.
Well, it's amazing when you think about the network and how the trains did connect to various towns in this area, and then over to New York State and up into Massachusetts.
And all the way. Canaan really was, you know, a central hub. And because it had the two railroads meeting at that point, it's still in the annals of history, a very important in railroad jargon. And so hopefully people will come out to that. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a Civil War commemoration in Cornwall. Spencer Markow, who's now a freshman at the high school, has been researching all the veterans who fought in the war from Cornwall. He has a special interest because his ancestors were he was part of the Sedgwick family. And so it's going to be quite an interesting program with they're hoping to have some, you know, reenactors or Civil War buffs there. And that's at 2 o'clock up at the Sedgwick Monument up on Route 43, is that?
Yeah.
So another busy week.
It is, and when you consider coming through the last weekend, I want to point out once again that there was a student showing movie in Cornwall over the weekend. Same part of the Civic Life Project that works with the with students from both the high school and the grammar schools. And once again, it was held in Cornwall. And I just have to credit that program because it's amazing. And the students that participate in that program, what they learn and do in a week to 10 days. And then the product that comes out of it is simply stunning.
And they're just the poise of asking these folks, interviewing folks on pretty heady topics. Very interesting. We were at the Sharon one a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't do yesterday's because of the Wall of Honor, but I'm sure it was just as enlightening and impressive.
Dominic Lesueur and his wife do an amazing
job. They really do, and
putting that together. And then,
and now it was at the high school for years, and now they're bringing it down to the middle schools, which is wonderful, fabulous opportunity for these kids. Yeah.
It is. It's something else to get interested in and go. And congratulations to the girls.
Yes, soccer.
Soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming from a school that only has 330 or 40 people.
40,
actually win a soccer title. It's truly amazing. Folks don't understand the difference between a school that has 300 and some odd students and most of the other schools have that play soccer and all sports are anywhere from 5 to 600 students.
Yes, it really is incredible when you think about it.
Because you have a much smaller pool.
Yeah.
We did have an important meeting in Canaan this week on the AHA program, the after-school and summer camp program that was
almost in jeopardy.
Yes, yeah. Almost in jeopardy. the selectmen had cut back not just that budget, but several civic organization budgets last spring because of financial concerns, and this program took a hit as well, and parents were very fearful that it was going to close up, and it really provides an incredible service to the town. At the same time, the longtime founder and director, Lynn Nania, is retiring, so everything was sort of up in the air, but the meeting this past week, the selectmen hired an interim, Patricia Vanicky from Cornwall, and assured the audience that they will work to keep the program going. And the principal, Alicia Roy at North Canaan Elementary School, said she too would help in any way to keep the program going. Everybody realizes how important it is. So, especially with lots of half days and closures and things, I mean, working parents have to have a place, a safe place to put their kids.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we're cold, but we're going to be out there again today.
All right, onward and upward, and we'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Okay, take care, guys. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her work at rap-am.com and on newsstands.